listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey. And today I have a very special guest that we've had on the podcast twice before. And today is her third installment about her surgery. So if you've been following along with Laura Kane and her breast augmentation with La Jolla Cosmetic, you're going to love this episode. So welcome back, Laura.
Thank you so much. It's so fun. I love being on your podcast.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
I've been so excited about this particular episode.
Oh, good. So I saw on your Instagram that you saw yourself on our La Jolla Cosmetic commercial.
It's almost like a dream come true because my favorite show, embarrassingly enough, is 90 Day Fiancé. And I love it. It's on. Oh, really?
Yes.
OMG. I am like obsessed. So imagine my delight when I am wading through the commercials and here comes the La Jolla Cosmetic commercial and there's my face. I'm like, okay, my two worlds have collided and I love it. This is amazing. What great placement you guys have for that.
I think that's actually so funny. And I happened to be out of town on the last week when that ran. So I missed it.
Oh my gosh.
Like, no way. I've not only missed my favorite show, but I've missed the commercial.
Oh my gosh. 2 weeks in a row, they did this one during 90 Day. And then last week they did it during I Love a Mama's Boy.
I haven't watched that.
Oh, yet. Don't even bother.
So now you're a star even more than you were.
Oh my gosh.
You've made the jump from radio to television.
I know. I love it.
Has anybody told you that they've seen the commercial?
So many people. I get screenshots all the time. People texting me, people writing me on Facebook Messenger or Instagram DMs, just saying how they've seen me and they saw my face and it looks so great. And oh my God. And it's awesome.
Cute.
The red dress and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So a lot of people have seen it.
So last time we talked, you were shocked at how great you felt. And I told you not to go crazy. Mm-hmm. So now you're 8 or 9 weeks after surgery. How are you feeling? And did you go crazy?
Okay. So I talked to you before and then I talked to you the day after. Is that right?
Yes.
Or 2 days after? Okay.
2 days after.
Okay. So you told me I'd be feeling great and to calm down. Well, Friday, I was just full of life and so up. I got my errands done. I did this and that. And then Saturday night after surgery, the Thursday after surgery, anyway, Saturday night, I went out to Manhattan, the La Jolla, the piano bar and danced, sang with my friends. Here I am bandaged up and I'm wearing that bra thing. And I just wore a dress that covered it up. And I was fine. I was a little tired maybe on Monday, but because it did kind of catch up with me a little bit. But I'm not telling you what, right now, I don't even feel like I ever had anything done. Only I'm saying that because I don't feel, these feel so real and natural. I don't even think about them. Wow. I think about it when I'm dressing, of course, because it's right. Super fun now. But like just sitting here, I don't feel anything different or weird or heavy or
like
pressure. Nothing.
Not like you've clipped something on and you're not carrying it around. That's
not
really interesting.
Not at all. I feel like I've had these my whole life. And I'm so mad at myself for not doing this sooner. I really am mad at myself because I really have wanted this since I was 30 years old. I've been wanting one.
Wow.
Breast augmentation. And so now that I got it, it's just so fantastic. And it's just so life-changing in such a great way that why didn't I do this earlier?
I mean, well, you can only do what you can do. You know, you'll get to enjoy it for this many more years. But I think that is a really good takeaway for the audience is if you've been thinking about it and it's something you really want,
do it.
Do it.
You'll find the means. You know, you will manifest this. If it's something you really, truly want, whether it be a nose job or I don't know what the technical term for that is.
Rhinoplasty.
Oh, okay. Sorry. If you want your eyelids done or a lower facelift, whatever you want. Like, do it. You deserve it. You are worth it. And don't let any more time pass. I mean, I'm sure there's financing options. I mean, there's always a way.
There's always a way. And we're really good about, I mean, we know everybody's got a lot of things where your money can go. And we understand that. And I think, you know, I've helped patients way back in the day when I would help with the patient coordinators, you know, we used a credit card here and we used this part there and they had a little savings and finance the rest.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help you. And we work with really good financing companies. We do have an episode just about financing. So you can look back and I talked with Meredith, one of our patient care coordinators, just about the topic of financing, which is a really good episode for any of you who are interested. So now, Dr. Swiston did your surgery and you were very open to him using his best judgment in terms of how to get the right size and shape for your body. How do you think that turned out?
Absolutely perfect. I believe these are 320, maybe 310, no more than 350. I should know because I have the little card that came with them, but I didn't put them in my wallet like I'm supposed to. But yeah, I told him, I said, you know what? You do what's good for my body. I'm 5'9". I don't really have many curves. I'm kind of straight up and down. So I didn't want to look super lopsided. Mm-hmm. He did the most perfect job. And I had one breast where I had to have a lift, just a small lift, not even like the intense lift. And that's healing beautifully. My nipples are completely looking in the same exact direction. They're the same height. They've dropped a little bit. So they're starting to look, I've let a couple people play with them. I'm going to tell you right now, I've let a couple people squeeze them and touch them. And they just keep saying like, this is unbelievable how real these feel.
That is
like,
so
they just
cool.
thought they'd be like rocks on my body. And they don't realize that the technology is so advanced these days that
it's
so natural tissue.
And when you come in for your consultation, we have a whole bunch of different implants. You get to touch them and feel them and see what the differences are, what the profile, you know, whether they're more high profile, there's all these moderate profile, there's all these different choices. Do you know which ones you had?
Well, you get this little bra that you try on, and then they leave the room and you pick up the size that you're thinking about and you put them in the bra and then you put a shirt on over it and you see how that looks. Well, I tried on, I think the 310s, 320s, and I'm like, these look really good. Can I please try on the biggest ones you have? Just because I want to, because it sounds, I just want to see what it would look like. I think there were 750 maybe.
Oh my gosh.
I know. They were huge. And so those are the kind of implants I played with. I kind of left it to his discretion, which ones he felt were best for me. Cause I'm like, he's the expert. I'm not the expert in this. I'm coming to him. So I would like his complete expertise, but whatever. I mean, you can always Google different brands and types they have before you come in.
Right. And we've got examples. So it really helps to be able to picture not only what you're going to look like and you put the sizers in, but then just kind of knowing like, what does an implant look like? How and you can feel like how squishy they are. Actually, so the other day I was up with Kara in the med spa having a little Botox and there was an implant up there.
Oh,
and
yeah?
She was looking in the drawer for something and she pulls out this implant. She goes, oh, here, you can squeeze this. It's like if it starts to hurt. I'm like, how did you guys get this implant up here? It's hysterical, but it felt really good. I played with it the whole time.
So. I know. It's kind of like you can't put it down.
Right. It'd be great for on your desk, you know?
Yeah, it'd be a great paperweight too. Just heavy enough.
Mm-hmm. So was there anything that surprised you during the process that maybe you didn't know would happen or that you wish somebody had told you before you had surgery?
I'm surprised at how minor the surgery was. Because a lot of people told me, oh, you're going to be laid up for 2 weeks. You're going to be, you know, in so much pain. You won't be able to lift your arms over your head. I'm telling you what, the next day I was fine. I felt a little pressure. That's it. I didn't even take all the meds that were prescribed to me. I still have some ibuprofen left in my purse. I was up and around. I had full range of motion. My arms went all the way up. It just felt minor to me. It didn't feel like that big of a deal. So I don't know why people were making that big of a deal about it to me.
Well, and I think everybody's pain tolerances are different. You know, some people are just much more hypersensitive, but I think it is something that sometimes in our heads, we build something up to be way worse than it actually turns out to be. And when you go through it, you're like, oh, well, that wasn't that bad. And I think that's probably more often the case than not, because people do realize even with a big facelift.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of pain involved. Yeah, you look kind of crazy with your big head dressing on for a couple days, but it's not really as painful as people might think it would be.
And what little pain there is, it's so incredibly worth it. It's like not having a baby. Having a baby, that's a lot of pain, but you forget about all that because the result is so amazing that you just don't, wait, what pain? I don't remember any pain. It was awesome.
Now, what was your like post-op kit? What did you eat, or were you hungry after surgery, or
I had my friend Linda, who brought me here and took me home, got me smoothies, and then she got all this like Jello and popsicles and stuff. But I was eating like chili and like all this crazy stuff. That I mean, it was like, it was not a big deal. It was no problem. I don't understand why I was only supposed to eat like popsicles, because I was tolerating everything fine.
Yeah, as long as you're not nauseous, I think.
Exactly.
You can really do whatever you want.
And a friend of mine really, she saw my result. Everybody loves my result because I have an actual cleavage. I don't have any, there's not like a valley. You know, some people have that valley. It depends on your anatomy. So sometimes it can't be prevented, but mine are together. And so one of my friends is like, I am so wanting to get that done, but I'm really scared of anesthesia. So she was just super scared about that process. And I said, you know, you shouldn't be, because not only is the anesthesiologist there with you, but you have nurses and a doctor and maybe two doctors in there with you. So if there's anything, if you like blip on the screen or anything, you are protected.
Right.
Like, chill out. That's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
And that's something that we have, and I want to get one of the anesthesiologists on our podcast, because then they can really talk about some of the most common questions. But we use all MD, board certified anesthesiologists. We don't use a nurse anesthetist. Who nurse anesthetists are great, but you know, we really want the highest level of care that's possible, because it is scary if you've never had a surgery before to think, what is that going to feel like?
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't it kind of feel like they say count backwards from 100, you get to like 98, and then you wake up and they're like, you're done, you did great.
It is such a trip. You fall asleep, you know, you walk into the OR and then you're on this table and you're laying there, and I was smiling ear to ear. And yeah, he says, okay, count to 10. And I'm like, whoop. And then I open my eyes, boom, there I am in the recovery room. I'm a little groggy. I'm hungry. I wasn't nauseous. I think they give something for nausea with the anesthesia.
Yeah, they do. They have a special little cocktail that they whip up so that you have less likelihood of being nauseous, which I think is great.
Yeah.
So how are your friends and family reacted to your new look?
Well, I'm going to see my mom for the first time in a couple months next weekend. So I'm so excited to show her. And my sister, who got a boob job, probably, is that okay to say boob job?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Or should I say breast augmentation? That's more
fancy. You're good.
She got one like 15 years ago and she got really big ones. And I just can't wait to show her mine. Oh. I cannot wait to, because she even asked me, she said, you know, do you think like they would take me as a patient? I'm like, of course they would. She lives in Rancho Cucamonga, but I mean, I'm sure you have people come from all over the place.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do. We do. And you know, just, you can stay down here so you don't have to go back all the way back that same day. But yeah, you know, and after 15 years, and we have an episode about this too, which is secondary or revision breast augmentation. Like, should I remove what I have and replace it? And Dr. Smoot talks about that. But sometimes lifestyle, for lifestyle reasons, you know, when you get them, and maybe you're 23 when you get them, and then you're at a different point in your life, and you might go, you know, they're just maybe a little too big for me right now. Mm-hmm, and you know, so we do have a lot of people come in and just what we call a remove and replace. So we take out the current implants, replace them with a new implant that's maybe better sized. And that's a very common procedure.
Is that more intensified than the plain breast augmentation?
I don't think so, unless they're having to do something else for some other reason. But no,
no,
they're just going to open up that pocket and take out the old implant and clean. I mean, I'm not a surgeon, so
I know, but
what am I saying?
I've watched the shows. I know what they do.
And then put in the new implant and sew you back up. So it's, I think it's a pretty minor
thing. So I'm really excited to show them. And one friend said to me, that is the most beautiful boob job I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like, thank you. And you know, I was worried before I had the breast augmentation. You know how we judge ourselves about every little thing. Well, I was starting to get some wrinkles on my chest and I was like, I don't like this. I look old, blah, blah, blah. They're gone. I don't know what happened. If they stretched out my whatever this is called, décolleté. I don't have any anymore. I'm like, that is a bonus.
Yeah. Yay. It may be from the swelling a little bit, but yeah. And we have some, I think the Skin Medica neck correct cream.
Ooh.
So you put one pump like on your neck and lower jaw. You put the second pump on your décolletage, and just doing it once a day makes a big difference. I was just at one of their summits and they were showing the before and afters. I was like, I'm only doing one pump. I need to be doing two.
That's incredible.
But yeah, just to kind of keep that area nice and pretty and smooth. And
right. Especially now, because I'm going to want to show it off.
Well, yeah.
Why not? I'm buying like all sorts of dresses that are like low cut and stuff.
That's my next question. Yes. Did you get any new clothes or get rid of clothes, or what's happening in your closet?
Before I would get, just say I get a size large in a sweatshirt, because I want it to be baggy. I mean, my legs are fine. I like my legs, so I could show my legs off of my butt, but I just wanted something baggy because I didn't care. Now I'm buying like things size small, super tight. I just am so happy to show off these curves because I haven't had them before.
Oh,
never
my gosh.
Had curves. It's awesome.
How awesome. So the little black dress is going to, like, at the Christmas party.
Oh, yes. It's going to be low cut for sure. Maybe have straps, maybe not. Maybe a little heart shape, number. I don't know.
So now you've been on social media talking about it. You're super open, which I think is so nice and really refreshing. And so it's nice to be able to go to your channel and hear you talking about it just from your own point of view. So what were the comments like from people who follow you? Did you get any pushback, or has it been mostly positive? Or
there's only one out of all the great comments. I'm happy for you. You look great. I love that place. A lot of those.
Oh,
a lot
good.
Of those. So you have a lot of my people are your people too. And then, or where did you get those done? I got one comment about, I always get one bad comment. You know, people can be so mean, but like one person said, you're using all your daughter's college money for something on yourself. I'm like, look, you don't understand. There are many ways to fund a breast augmentation, and there are many ways to fund college. And we may have that already taken care of. So shut up. I mean, I didn't say that, but I mean, I shouldn't even answer her, but I did. And I just wanted to put it out there in case anybody else was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Like, don't worry about it. She's fine. Everything's going to be fine. This was something I could do.
Uh-huh. And I think there's always maybe, we all have that one friend who's maybe more of a naysayer.
Oh, wait, I had another one.
Oh,
oh my God. This one takes the cake. This woman said, why didn't you start with your face? Dude,
no.
I was like, are you even kidding me? That is the I even wrote, that is the meanest comment I think I've ever seen. And then I was laughing.
Gosh.
Isn't that rude? People are, my trolls are bad.
Yeah.
But wow. I should not focus on those two little comments out of like the thousands that I have received on the good end.
Right. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you.
Absolutely. And more than ever, I think that. More than ever. Like before, I was always afraid, what are people going to think? I can't do that. I might offend someone. Now I just, as long as I'm a good person and doing things that aren't hurting anybody,
right.
So what? I don't even care anymore. I mean, I care, but I don't at the same
time.
You're
not going to manage your life by it.
No.
So other than the way you look on the outside, do you feel different on the inside?
Yes, 100%. I feel more confident. I feel like I like getting up. I like looking in the mirror. I like getting dressed in the morning. I want to get up in the morning to get dressed. I feel like I have a pep in my step for sure. Mm. It just seems like it opened up. It sounds so kind of, it might sound dumb, but it seems like it opened up a world of possibilities for me.
Oh, neat.
I don't know how to say it any way else, but it has given me hope. And
aww.
Just excitement for the future.
Oh, that's wonderful.
For my future boyfriends.
With an S.
I know, yes.
Not my future boyfriend, my future boyfriend.
Right.
I think we're going to go on a double date somehow.
Oh my gosh, we should.
So now that you're on the other side of it, you know, what is your number one favorite thing maybe about this whole experience?
My favorite thing about the experience was Dr. Swiston.
Oh.
Just the sweetest smile, the most awesome demeanor. He's the one that gave me the attitude of, it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. He has such a chill attitude. Dr. Swiston, I'm worried that this breast is a little bit too high. Don't worry. It's going to come down. He just has the best attitude. Like, he's not worried about anything. Uh-huh. And that was good for me.
Yeah.
It eased my mind so much. So he, meeting him and being in his presence and having him operate on me was just such an honor. And it was my favorite thing, was meeting him.
That's wonderful.
And now I saw him on a commercial. I saw him on a commercial, one of your commercials. I was like, oh my God, there he is.
There he is. The man.
The man.
So if a friend asked you, what are the two or three most important things to know about having this surgery, what would you tell them?
Are you ready for this to happen to you? Are you ready in all aspects of your life? I mean, like, are you ready mentally and physically? Are you doing this for yourself or for somebody else? And you deserve to be good to yourself and you deserve to treat yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Our society's like, oh, you know, don't treat yourself, or you're being vain, or you're being selfish. That's not the case at all. I mean, you got to love yourself to love others. So if you really want to do it, do it. That's probably the one thing. If you have really wanted to do something to change the way you look in any way, do it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about what other people think. If it's going to make you happy, therefore it'll make other people happy in your life. So do it. Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Mic drop.
I know.
So speaking of love, if you're listening today, we want to ask you all for a special favor. If you love the La Jolla Cosmetic podcast, like I'm sure Laura does, tell your friends and write a review of the show on Apple Podcasts or Good Pods or wherever you're listening, because we love reviews. You know, we have thousands of reviews on our website about our surgeons and our med spa, but we need to start getting some reviews about our podcast.
Okay.
So we'd love to hear from you. So Laura, will you write us a review?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anywhere we find podcasts,
pretty much.
Find the La Jolla Cosmetic podcast.
That's where we are.
Excellent.
So, and we'll have in the show notes things like about where to follow you, Laura. So where should we follow you?
Laura Kane After Dark. That's my podcast. And we've talked a lot about you guys on my podcast too, but I'm on Facebook and Instagram with that name, Laura Kane After Dark. And you also can find my podcast on all the main places you find podcasts, just like yours.
Great.
Yes.
And if you're listening today and you have questions, need information about scheduling, financing, reviews, or photos, before and afters, you can check our show notes for links. And we'll also have links to other podcasts that you've been on. So we'll have a part one was before surgery, part two was right after, and this is part three, sort of the
wrap-up. Oh my gosh, I'm going to go listen to part one and part two because—
Oh yeah. And see where your headspace was back then.
Yes. I'm going to do that today. Oh, how fun.
Good. Yeah. On your way home from our little studio.
That's right.
So that's great. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and we love having you with us. So thank you again, and we will see you again soon.
Yes. Thank you so much, Monique, and everybody at La Jolla Cosmetic. I love you so much.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code PODCAST to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.